Welcome to the Rob and Comrade Show. Rob Sanders.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Comrade Mike Dobreski.
Big, hairy American winning machine.
The Rob and Comrade Podcast.
I just want to be 8 days a week.
Welcome into the latest edition of the Rob and Comrade Show, the podcast that divides the Palmetto State. I am Rob Sanders, your host. I represent the Clemson Tigers on this podcast, your reigning defending national champion. I also have a fluke host. He supports a fluke program that got a fluke win. We welcome in the comrade, Mike Dobreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It is great to be here, firmly on the boom bus, back seat now, legs up, got a book in my hand. Okay, here for the long haul, not going anywhere. Boom bus fully engaged.
Holy shit. Hey, real talk. Are you going to correct some of these Gamecock fans that were completely off? I've never been on the boom bus. I think he's an absolute failure. But, you know, the ones that are jumping back on now, are you correcting them as you see them on Facebook?
No, because they'll jump back off if he loses this week. So I'll correct them 2 years from now when, like, it's fully obvious he's the person. Then I'll say, yeah, uh-huh. Because right now, the people who are jumping back on right now, they'll jump back off if he loses this week by a field goal. It's because of Muschamp, you know, so I'm not going to sit there and do that. I'll wait to a year, 2 years from now when we're firmly established and it's clear that he's the right hire, and then I'll make fun of them because they'll do the whole thing where I always knew he had it in him. That's when I get him. So the people going back and forth is fine. It's the people who say, I knew it. I knew he was the right choice. I really
get
did.
The fuck out of
like the people that will dabble right now. Like you can't find anybody. At least you admit it. Okay, you admit that you said it. But there are people, like if I go into the room right now and say, be honest right now, in here was not real, did want to dabble gone at some point? And so all the comments, I knew he was the one. I knew. I guess that's weird because I remember people with Dabble got a go chance, but now suddenly, it wasn't me. That wasn't me. So that's when I'll correct them. I have a little bank of names, of columnists too. I have a little Twitter, a Twitter favorites page.
Well, let's
people
let,
wrote stuff.
So I'll put
that's
one.
Like, that's like 2 years away though. That's like I'm not.
No,
gonna
no,
get
no,
that.
No, no, no. The one we need to bitch slap is the Spurs Up Show, because that is the most lukewarm bunch of motherfuckers on the planet. I mean, they went from at the beginning of the season saying we could go 8-4 like the comrade to after North Carolina, fuck it, let's fire him. Everybody loves him and he's the best coach ever. It's just stupid.
Yeah. Well, I have no problem with people who listen. I was annoyed after the UNC game. I have no problem, but like to go from Team Muschamp to gotta fire him right now.
Yeah,
that's just dumb. Like I have no problem. People like I told you before, you know, 3 weeks ago, we're on here, and I said, listen, I can't defend him right now. Like I can't go to someone who's an anti-Muschamp person and say, this is why I want you to believe me, because it's hard to right now. Okay, so but you know, so that's fine. But the people who go back and forth and you know, and I now that guy is kind of crazy. I mean, do you see he always wears a tank top? He's always sunburned at the games. Like. Can you know, he's always smashed. Like he's doing a podcast and he's drunk after the game. I'm just like, please.
Everybody gets drunk at games, regardless of what team you support.
But I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Am I wrong with that? I mean, if I go to a game, I have a few beers.
So I will say this though. He has some good interviews. He has some good guests on there. I listen to his podcast sometimes, but he just is so reactionary. It's so like extreme both ways. There's no middle ground. There's like either will Muschamp be fired tonight or we're winning the national championship next day. It's like, can you just have a little bit more of, you know.
Can you be a little more level, please, sir? Let's try that. Anyway, it's very interesting, to say the least, with some of these lukewarm fans. At least I'm consistent. I think he's been a shithead since he was hired, but – You know, that's just me. Let's thank the patrons for our show. Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports Talk, Bizarre of Clemson Sports, Thomas Dana Young, Stacey Marie Hamp, Keith Harrelson, Jamie Phillips, Tabitha Sims, Robert Knight, Positive Mike, Lisa Sister Harkins, Jeff Pritchett, Christian Young, and Nathan Medlin. We also have Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. Got to go and check them out. We're going to have our live show there on November the 28th. It's the day after Thanksgiving. So you got to go by and check out the big, huge charity event we do at Callaway's. It's on Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart. And it's just a great, great time. I lost a bet to the Comrades. I'm going to get my head shaved. It's going to be kind of a cool experience there at Callaway's. All kinds of fun. Shout out to Positive Mike watching on Facebook Live. Says he'll keep me sober at Notre Dame. Yes, because we will be going to the Notre Dame game in Notre Dame. Yeah, next season. Yeah, next year we will be at the. Yep, after the season's over. Yeah, we're gonna. That's a bucket. That's a bucket list type trip. So.
Yeah, I've not been there, and I told you a story. Like, you know, my dad he hates Notre Dame. He grew up with the idea that Syracuse always kind of got shafted. In the polls, Notre Dame and all this stuff, and he kind of views them like the Yankees, they're overrated and all that stuff. But
right.
Secretly, I always go, you know what? I kind of, you know, if I was ever good enough, I'd like to play there. It'd be pretty cool to play.
It's just experiences that I'm.
So I never would actually verbalize that in front of him, like. But like I say, I kind of like, you know. So it'd be a pretty cool place to go and see.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a good show or a good. It should be interesting, to say the least. So, we are going to go to that game. Myself, Positive Mike, and my cousin Billy, who lives up there, who is a Notre Dame apologist. In his mind, he's worse than the Comrade. I mean, he's like every Notre Dame is 12-0 or fuck it, it's horrible. I mean, he's that kind of guy. But
they've got like their fan bases are unreal because it's not a. It's not a regional fan base. Like they're the only.
They're a national fan base. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like if you go to South Bend, like it's just people in Chicago area like Notre Dame. It's like people I grew up with in New York were big Notre Dame fans. I mean, in upstate New York, there's just these people who are diehard Irish fans. Never went to the school. Never walked near campus, but just like. That's their school. A lot of it has to do with the fact that it's a Catholic school, and you know, it's a big Catholic population where I grew up too. So I know that's a big part of it too. But they are diehard Irish fans, and even my Facebook friends I have are diehard.
They're also, I mean, you got to be honest. They're also very unreasonable. When you,
oh yeah,
I mean, everything we are winning and shut up. It's like, okay.
Well, I think it's a little bit different now because I think years have gone by that they're not quite the same. I mean, they used to win all the time, and that really hasn't been the case for a while. I mean, they're horrible, but they used to be like the New York Yankees of college football in a way. They always won. And so I think my dad's generation of people kind of had that, you know, idea that we're always going to win. And then the next generation after them came forward and felt like that they would always get back to that, like that was their rightful place. And now, I don't think that's really going to – I mean, they might have some good teams, and they might have a team that contends – for a national championship maybe every once in a while, but they're not really gonna get back to the point where they're just the undisputed power at college football and everybody else is below them. That's not gonna happen anymore, I don't think. Not in my
show
lifetime.
Show patron Stacey Marie Hemp says that Michael looks like grandma from the Big Bad Wolf story. WTF. I've never seen you with those glasses on.
These are the frames. These are the magic frames. Fear the frames. That's a new hashtag.
Get the hell out of here.
For Boom now. Fear the frames.
Glenn says it's definitely a bucket list trip. Yeah, that's why I'm looking forward to it. We're going to go up there and we're going. I mean, I have to go up there and test the fine bourbon that's up there.
Well, I did this with 12 people last week, but this is true, though. The other place I want to go to is to LSU on a Saturday night. Like, I like to go see. I had a chance today years ago, and plans fell through. Gamecocks played there, God, back in the, what year was that? 95, 97, something. Late 90s, I think it was. Maybe in 2000. But anyway, I had a chance to go, and things fell through the last minute. And it was a night game they played. And I like to kind of, that's my bucket list too. So I'm gonna joke too. I got Dennis Wilson's show sponsor upset because I said, "Man, I've never been to a game at Death Valley at night. It'd be really good." And he goes, "You were there last year at Death Valley at night. I took you." I said, "I did not say Meth Valley. I said Death Valley."
You're stupid. You're stupid. Speaking of Dennis Wilson, the No Spin Zone segment with the comrade, courtesy of DNC Trucking and Transport. If you find Dennis Wilson online, send him a message and tell him thank you for the No Spin Zone, because he appreciates that. By the way, something that I'm supposed to add before you read that this week, Betty Wilson says she will never friend you on Facebook. And go. Read away.
I think that should be the bet we should make, by the way. Anyway, it sucks to be a Gamecock. Clemson is my national champion. The Gamecock program picked up a fluke win over Georgia. It's cute how the Gamecock fans are thinking they are world beaters, when in fact, we are just average. November is coming, and Clemson is going to collect the rent in our ghetto property on Bluff Road. Rob carries the podcast. I am lucky he allows me to do the show with him. I'm looking forward to my autograph frame picture of the Wilson booty I will get in November. Go Tigers.
There you go. That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. We're going to have Wilson booty picks until November.
I don't want that picture. No, no, no.
Oh, that's happening. You better figure it out real quick. Comrade, a piece of news came down from Gamecock Land today. You sent it to me. I was on the SEC conference call today. But you did send it to me. Will Muschamp was asked if Ryan Helinski was cleared. And he says, as of now, I don't want to paraphrase, but I mean, he said, as of now, he hasn't been cleared yet, but he will be cleared later on. Is that what he said? Yeah. Which to me says, Ryan Helinski is not playing Saturday.
Listen, I don't want to, like Gamecock fans are all, and listen, he may play. I'm not, but here's my thing. You know, Gamecock fans are now assuming that it's 100% he's playing Saturday. And just knowing what I know about Muschamp over the years he's been here, he doesn't like to tell you what's going on with injuries.
He doesn't like to tell you anything.
And listen, this happens all the time. Gamecock fans know this all the time, is that you're tailgating at a game, and all of a sudden you get a tweet that so-and-so and so-and-so aren't dressed. You're like going, when were they hurt? Did they get hurt like leaving their dorm room today? Did they step on something off the bus? And it, but it turns out they were actually hurt all week. It's just that, you know, he's not going to say that. So I'm not saying it's going to happen with Helinski. Now, maybe he'll go out there and play, but the words he's using, like, he got through practice today. Well, what does that mean? Like, he went to practice, and when practice was over, he was still alive? Does that mean he, you know, one thing he hasn't said? He has not said he's taking reps. He just said he's got through practice. Hey, practice today.
No. He did today say that he was taking reps. Yeah, hold on. I'm pulling it up the tweet now because okay. I remember him saying that they took reps. So
I found it weird that he was kind of avoiding, in the way, and just like he was trying to. Like the questions weren't really great questions. Like you had more direct questions to catch him. And the one thing that kind of raised my eyebrows is that. The Kerryon Joiner is now back to being a quarterback only. Like, he's done receiving, which tells that's kind of like, well, you know, I mean, I guess that makes sense in a way, but that tells you, and he's taking a lot of reps too, which is kind of, if Helinski's good to go, you know, why is your backup taking all these reps?
Let's read exactly what was said, and this is a quote directly, and I heard this too, but this is from David Kloninger from the Post and Courier, because there are dumb Gamecock fans out there that will think that I made this up, but directly from his tweet, Helinski and DeCarrion both practice and got every rep, so we're good to go. That came right out of the mouth of Will Muschamp. Then he says they'll clear, when he asked him if the medical staff had cleared Helinski to play, or is that to be determined, he said they'll clear him later, an exact quote, but he looked fine today to me, so I think we're ready to roll. I think that he is bullshitting. So that's I talked to Christopher Thompson today.
Yeah, just a plausible, like, he looked fine to me. Like, and of course, that could certainly go, well, listen, obviously he was, you know, but listen, I'm not, by the way, I'm all for Muschamp doing this, okay? Whatever advantage you can get to screw up Florida and Florida can't game plan, as opposed to saying, no, he's definitely not playing, it's Joiner that's going to start, I mean, so I'm not criticizing Muschamp. I'm just saying I'm glad he, like, I understand why he's doing it. I'm just saying for Gamecock fans, we're trying to figure out on Saturday, you know, in terms of if we can win the game or how we're going to win the game. It's a little bit kind of like, man, you know, Gamecock fans all think he's definitely playing now. Like, they're taking his word as, oh, he's playing. Muschamp, he's good. And they're all like, ooh, woo, we dodged a bullet there. He's playing. I'm like, be careful about that bullet. I think that bullet may be coming Saturday morning.
Well, he has everything that, I mean, if you look back to Dylan Wadham, you know, we didn't hear anything about Dylan Wadham. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. So, I mean, I personally, if you told me I had to bet, I would bet that Hilinski doesn't play this weekend.
Well,
that's just my opinion. Well, I mean,
Saturday morning.
I'm not saying that I'm right. You can have your own opinion too. I'm just telling you what I think. Well, I don't think he's playing.
Let's put it this way: if I get a tweet about 9 in the morning, that,
or you'll get a text message from me. So,
oh yeah, a tweet, whatever it is, it says, he's not dressing. That would not shock me. I'm not be like, oh my god, what? I thought he was fine. Like, I'll go, okay. That's the, you know, that I was kind of expecting that. So, you know, it actually would be kind of more, I think, more surprising if I heard Saturday he's dressed, he's warming up, and looks really good. I'll be like, then I'll be like, you know, a shot of adrenaline right there. But I'm probably thinking that Joyner's been the quarterback, and maybe Hilinski will dress and try to play. I don't know. But I have a bad feeling. See, the question I want to know is, did Jay Urich take any reps? See, if I'm a reporter, I'm asking Will Muschamp, okay, I know he said Joyner and Hilinski took all the reps. I would have followed up. So Jay Urich did not take any reps at quarterback at all? And just to see his face.
I didn't. Yeah. Well, no, you don't see his face. It's a teleconference.
Well, okay. Well, just kind of hear his tone, I guess, more than anything else.
Yeah.
And see if he kind of pauses and says,
I didn't,
you know.
I was recording and setting up for something else, so I didn't get in the pool to ask questions. But that would have been what I would have asked, to be completely honest with you.
So like
you're right about that.
So I would just confirm. We said it took all the snaps. I said, so Jay Urich took no snaps at quarterback, just to see more like how he responded to that. But we'll see. I think the other big question is, though, too. It's not just Hilinski. How healthy is Joyner? I mean,
right?
You know, not that he's going to play if Hilinski can't play, but we saw in the game last week that he's not quite all the way there with running with his hamstring. He still doesn't have that extra gear yet because he's afraid of pulling his hamstring. He's not quite there. And, you know, the Gamecocks, if he's going to play, they need him close to 100% because they're going to need him to use his legs and so forth. They got away with George a little bit because they had a lead before he came in. But just to get an extra first down or two with his legs or make a play could be huge. So I'm kind of curious about that, too, is how close is he?
I've been
asking that question, too, is how is he running? How is it, you know, and of course, he's fine.
He's going to say he's fine. You're wasting your time. Yeah, but a couple of comments from Facebook Live. Brandon Coon with a couple. He says, I hope he's playing. Our offense stalled Saturday after Hilinski left. Yes, I think there is a deep decline after if Hilinski is out. Hilinski is hurt, is what Rich Long says. If he plays, he'll be at about 50%. I don't know. You may be right. Brandon Coon says, Trevor Lawrence played last year the week after he went out of the Syracuse game when most people thought he wouldn't. It was a completely different injury. He had an issue with, I don't think it was his knee. I think it was his collarbone. Knees and collarbones are two entirely different things. So, anyway,
The one hope we can look at is the Florida quarterback. I mean, he had an MCL sprain and he went out and he played against LSU and he looked fine. So one thing that I'm hoping that it's kind of like the Kyle Trask situation, he'll be back and be able to play. So that's one thing you can look at. Now, I'm not sure exactly what kind of injuries they both had in terms of sprains.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Sprains, you know, so.
You mentioned, we'll get more into the South Carolina game. Let's look at our picks for the week here. If you go to robinconrad.com, you can see the entire leaderboard. I am leading. Everyone is trying to chase me. There you go. I'm not going to read everybody's name tonight. If you should know where you are by now. Get your picks in and ready to go. The only thing I'm guaranteeing in this contest is I and the comrade, by the way. I'm putting the comrade into this, too. The two of us will finish ahead of Fritz von Kumbucket. Guaranteed. That's happening. The two of us will finish ahead of him, period. That's like, sending the leaf across the aisle. That guy, we'll finish ahead of him and Joe Dumbfuck Anders. Those two are finishing behind
Joe
the two
was
of
hot
us.
Last week. I would not
Joe's dumb.
That,
Joe, I'm claiming it. Joe's dumb.
Joe can't.
Joe can't see picks, so Joe can't cheat.
That's not me saying that, Joe. I'm not claiming it. I'll beat Joe.
Well then, if you don't beat Joe, you'll finish behind the cum bucket.
Joe's good enough to beat me, so I'm not going to make that claim.
Joe's not good enough to beat you.
I won the contest,
Joe can't look at the things. He can't cheat. So
Joe's got hardware, so I respect hardware.
Well, you should. Well, he shouldn't have hardware. He cheated. North Carolina State is at Boston College. NC State is a 1-point favorite, so it's essentially a pick 'em at Boston College. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
NC State and Boston College there's several levels of shitholes. NC State and Boston College are about maybe a quarter level shithole over where South Carolina is. But Boston College may fall down behind that because they don't have their starting quarterback anymore. He is out. The backup is a disaster. I watched some of him play the other day. Wow. Bad. North Carolina State will win this game, and we'll have to hear dumbos like Jonathan Reynolds telling us, well, they can still win the Atlantic, which they can't. But I'm taking NC State and giving up the 1 point.
Yeah, in preseason, kind of BC is one of the teams I had kind of labeled as that kind of overrated. I thought they lost a lot of people from last year's team. And so they're kind of the team I'm kind of always picking to kind of go under their win total in Vegas. So that's one part right there. Then you bring the fact their quarterback's gone as well. NC State's not great, but, you know, this is the game I had circled when I was doing kind of the over and unders things, my little exercise I was doing with another contestant. So I want to take NC State to win this game. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if BC won because NC State's that bad. But NC State will probably squeak it out with a little field goal late, and Jonathan Reynolds will be celebrating on Twitter. So take the Wolfpack minus the 1.
All right. So our next game, and I will let the comrade go first here, is Baylor at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is a 2.5-point favorite. No, they're at home. So they're at home, and they're giving up 2.5. So essentially, yeah, it's almost a pick'em game anyway.
Yeah. So interesting stat here. So Baylor is ranked. They're 18th in the country, I believe. 18th or 19th. Oklahoma State's not ranked, and Oklahoma State's the favorite. Okay, so if you guys follow kind of college football betting trends, you know this is kind of one of those things that you look at. Whenever the team that's ranked is the underdog, okay, they hardly ever cover. Like you would think, like, oh man, I'm getting points, and the team is ranked. That's an easy take Baylor, right? But it actually works reverse that way, is that when that happens, in other words, what we're trying to say is that Vegas knows more than the AP poll voters, okay? And so you go with Vegas. So I'm going to take Oklahoma State. Plus, on top of that, Baylor's a little bit overrated in that term, too. This is probably the best offense they've played yet this year. Oklahoma State did not play last week, had a bye week. I kind of like that. And their last game they played, they did not play really well. So I think they're going to come out looking to you know, be prepared. I think their offense is going to light Baylor up a little bit. So I'm going to take Baylor to win this game pretty convincingly. I'll go to my three-score routine. Double digits, three scores.
I'm taking
Mike Gundy. I'm taking Mullen Boy.
Well, because you said you're taking Baylor. Are you sure?
No. I meant to say that normally when you sit there and say, oh, Baylor is ranked, the team is ranked, and they're getting points, take Baylor. I'm saying it works the opposite that way. So, no, take Oklahoma State. Okay, minus 2.5. That's the trend. You always take the team that is favored over the ranked team getting points. That's kind of the trend that goes.
Yeah, I kind of like if you look at Oklahoma or if you look at Baylor, they're 3-3 against the spread this season. I think this is going to be like a Big 12 shootout. I think I can't remember what the over and under is in that game. Oh, it's 68.5. That's the over-under. So they're expecting like a 35-30 game or something like that. So with me, I think Oklahoma State's going to keep it close. They are 5-1 against the spread on the year. They generally keep games close. The mullet does. So I will take Oklahoma State as well. So I think
so
that's
going to
be
the cover because they're favored now. So you're taking their cover to 2.5.
I'm picking Oklahoma State to cover. Yeah. So I've got Oklahoma State to win over Baylor. So I think that's going to be. the way that goes. Michigan at Penn State. I'm not picking Jim Harbaugh. I think he's a weirdo. And I think that Michigan's living on borrowed time. Penn State's at home, and they slap people around at home. So give me Michigan, or excuse me, Penn State, and I'll give up the 8.
Yeah, listen, back in August, I was all sold on Michigan being the breakthrough team. And I watched them play the first week, and I watched them play the second week. They're really bad. Like, their O-line's really bad. And Penn State's D-line's pretty good. I mean, for Big Ten football, that is. So I don't think Michigan's going to be able to move the ball. Like, I like the under in this game, too. I think under is like 44. It's 44.5, the under. And the reason why I think the under, I don't think Michigan's going to score. Michigan may not score maybe 10 points at the most.
Yeah, Shea Patterson left Ole Miss because he knew that he probably wasn't going to be the starter at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So this is a guy that couldn't start on an SEC West doormat, basically. Teams is just a little bit better than Arkansas, in my opinion. He knew he better get the hell out of there quick.
So I don't think Michigan's going to score. They'll score 10 points unless they get a special teams or whatever. But 10 points is what they're probably going to score. So the question is, do you think Penn State at home can score more than 18 points? I think they can. And also, too, James Franklin is a good guy to bet on when he's the favorite because he always looks to get that extra touchdown late. Like, he doesn't
– Right. He doesn't pull starters like Dabo does.
He likes to go ahead and punch one more in at the end. And so if this game is like a 4-point game and Penn State's driving – they won't, like, sit there and take the knee down. They'll go ahead and try to get the ball in the end zone, just get that one other score. So I'm going to take Penn State when I say it as well. I hate that we're agreeing on all these things. I can't catch it.
I'm just being honest. This is the way I like it anyway. Clemson's at Louisville. You know, do you want to go first? I think I went first last time, so you go first on Clemson at Louisville.
All right, so here's my scenario here. I think talent-wise – like, the guys on Clemson, the guys on Louisville, I think Clemson is 38 points better. Okay? However, I think game day coaching ability, Louisville's got a 21-point edge in game day coaching ability. IQ, in football IQ.
You really are dumb when you say stuff like that. Go ahead and finish, and I'll explain myself.
Clemson's coaching staff is better at putting the money in the bag and hiding it. That's it. Louisville, Satterfield, and staff, they're better at schemes, at attacking Clemson's defense. They're going to score on you guys this week. They're going to score on you guys. They're going to expose you guys a little bit. And, you know, I think you're going to win, okay? I think you win by about 17 points. But here's my thing. If you guys walk in there and have a little bit of a, you know, whatever, Trevor Lawrence doesn't look sharp, or he gets hurt, gets nicked up, I could see you guys being in trouble late in the game. And maybe you pulled out again to get lucky, and maybe you have a bad luck go against you. Okay, but it's not. I don't think this week's going to help your case. The whole thing that you'll probably still win the game, but you're going to look kind of exposed a little bit. Now, the truth is, Louisville has a really good coach who can coach offense. And so it's going to be, Louisville stinks, which they do, but their offenses are good. And you're going to have more people, you know, wanting to drop you down. I think, you know, you're going to have people clamoring for Oklahoma and Wisconsin to jump you and so forth. So you win, I'll say, by 14 to 17 points. But if you play bad, you could be in a dogfight in the fourth quarter. And maybe finally, you know, karma will prevail and you'll get beat.
All right, well,
Louisville plus 22. Easy. Lock.
Okay.
That's like an easy one there.
Well, make sure that you get that out there so I can laugh at you on Sunday. Look, to rebut what the comrade said, now this is how dumb this idiot is that I have as my co-host. This is why I should have Cale Hall doing this show with me, okay? You cannot sit there and say that Louisville has a better coaching staff than Clemson does.
Game day coaching staff.
I let you talk. Shut your hole.
I'm making sure. Okay. Don't put words. I said game
I
day
let you
staff.
Talk. Shut okay. your hole. Okay? You cannot claim they have a better game day coaching staff when Clemson's coaching staff has two national championship rings on their fingers, okay? But this is a guy who thinks Will Muschamp is a great coach. So I automatically know that he's just not very bright when it comes to the game of hut-hut. That's just the way that it is. But I'm not going to sit here and let you run your mouth arbitrarily and run your mouth about the Clemson coaching staff when they've got two national championship rings and, what, I think five straight ACC titles. So shut your mouth when it comes to that. You are so dumb when it comes to that stuff. I'm taking Clemson, and you know why I'm taking Clemson? Because you ran your mouth so much about the Louisville offense, you forgot to look at the Louisville defense that in the past two games has given up over 1,200 yards. Clemson's going to maul them. Okay, that's just the way that it is. Clemson wins big, probably 44-10. So, moving on.
You're not. They're scoring more than 10 points on you. They're scoring more turns. They're gonna run the ball.
Okay,
on,
I don't think so.
Game you.
They're not going to run the ball on Clemson. No one runs the ball on Clemson.
No one's run the ball on Clemson.
They really? Clemson. By who? Tell us about who runs on Clemson.
I just think you can run on Clemson. That's my this.
Okay, well, you can think just that too. You also think that Will Muschamp is a great coach. Okay, well, you're wrong. So there, we'll put that out there. I'm taking Clemson, and I'll give up the 22. In fact, I would give up 28, but the line's 22.
It's like 25.5 right now, I think, is the line.
I'd give up 28. So there you go.
24.5, maybe 24.5.
Florida's at South Carolina. Is it my turn to pick first?
Yeah, go ahead and pick first.
Okay, so here's the deal with this game. Gamecock fans all think, well, we won at Georgia. Now we are fucking world beaters. We can win the East. We've seen those the posts about, oh, we can do this and we can do that. Look, the best team in the country is LSU. I think they are the number one team in the country. I think if they squared off with just about anybody, I think they'd win by 6 points. Whether it's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, whoever, I'll take LSU and give up 6 points and take them at a neutral site. So, Florida went into LSU, and they went toe-to-toe with LSU. And if you watch the game, it was a hell of a lot closer than the 14 points suggested. Now, you have dum-dums, which is anyone that picks against Florida this weekend. Those are the dum-dums that think that Florida is not a good team. Those are the dum-dums. Okay, those are the ones, how is it that Florida is not a top 10 team? Look, Florida went in and they earned their stripes. First of all, picking up the win over Auburn, which everybody immediately was like, oh, Auburn's overrated. Then they go into the Bayou and they hold their own with LSU. The only thing that could trap Florida and keep them from covering, because they're winning outright regardless, is if they're overlooking this game so they can get ready for the Georgia game next the week after. So, but going back to the Gamecocks, I think they left their nut in Georgia, and I think Helinski is hurt, and I don't think he's going to play. And the Comrade, if he was completely honest with you, knows that if DeCarrion Joyner goes out there to start and plays and Helinski doesn't play, the Gamecocks don't have a chance in hell of not getting blown the fuck out. But I know Helinski's not going to play by the stuff that Muschamp said. And if he does, he's probably going to be limited. I mean, let's be honest. It would be a tough matchup for South Carolina if Helinski was healthy, okay? But don't be a dum-dum. Take Florida and give up the 6.5, because remember, South Carolina has Will Muschamp. Will Muschamp is not that good, and neither are the Gamecocks. So give me Florida, and I'll give up the 6.5. I'd probably give up 14 because South Carolina is garbage. So there you go. Your turn, Mike.
Well, a couple of things I want to point out. First of all, since 2000, I believe, 14 times a team that was 20-plus points underdog that won the game outright were underdogs next week. Like the Gamecocks are right now. Won the game outright, underdogs next week. Do you know in those 14 games, those teams are 11-3 against the spread, Rob, which tells you that those teams bounce back after having one great week, and they follow it back up.
That's a very good stat, but it's not the quarterbacks.
The other thing I'll say is Florida, I brought this up a few weeks ago, Florida is playing a string of very tough games. Auburn at LSU, and now they have to come play a noon game on the road. They are beaten up.
Yeah, it's Auburn, LSU, shit show, Georgia, right? Got
it. Two defensive ends. Yeah, Georgia, too. Looking ahead to the trap game, true. But they're two defensive ends. Either aren't going to play, or if they play,
all right. Well, here, let me help you with that, because I talked to Ben Troop, the former tight end that covers them and goes to practice. They're listed as 100%, and they're on the starting lineups. So Grantham is going to be.
So the Grantham. So
that's what. That's what.
Let's give 100%.
That's what I got from my guy who goes to practice.
I don't think they're 100%. I don't think they're 100%. And so here's the thing. So that's the other thing we look at too. Now, if Helinski plays. If Helinski, say, is as healthy as he was in the first quarter against Georgia, when he was still kind of his knee was, you know, that healthy there, the Gamecocks win by 10 points. Okay? If he doesn't play and DeCarrion Joyner is like 90%, 95%, I believe the Gamecocks pull it out. I think one of the ways you can get Florida, okay, is with a good game plan now. And hopefully we do this now. If Joyner's playing, hopefully if they know Joyner's going to play, they're working on his game plan. I think you can attack Ford on the edges. I think this is the game where you might see Feaster has his staple game as a Gamecock. I think he's the kind of guy that can beat this defense on the edges with his speed, with big plays. Florida's really good in the red zone defensively, and so forth. Doing that.
Awesome.
So I think if Joyner is close to 100%, we win the game. If Joyner's 75%, I think we probably lose by about 3. I think we don't make enough plays. Now, I will say this. Joyner did not look great in the game against Georgia, but keep in mind, if we're assuming he's playing, he has now had a full week of reps of knowing he's going to play, okay? Because they know who's playing Saturday, okay? We don't know, but they know who's playing. And so he's going to look a lot better at home. Okay, when he's been playing all week long, practicing with it, where they're doing a game plan for him, so forth. That's assuming that he's playing. Okay, so while he looked horrible, not horrible, the offense stalled against Georgia with him in there. You have to admit that the offense will probably look a lot better with him in there just for the week of him practicing. So, all that said, the Gamecocks will cover. if Helinski plays, we'll win. Yeah. If Joyner 100%, we will. But Muschamp's a great coach. He's a great coach, and I think he'll find a way to win this game. I don't think Florida's going to play well. But you laugh. What's going to happen on Sunday is Florida played horrible. They played horrible. I think they're going to play bad. I think Florida's not going to play a good game because I think just how it's set up. I think it's set up. They're banged up. I think coming off two tough games, road game at noon, Georgia up ahead. I don't think they played their best game. So you're going to say, that's why you fluke again. Another fluke. That's fine. I'll take another fluke.
Look, I have no problem giving credit where credit is due. But the reality is that you don't know. What you're betting on is that your backup, which is injured too, by the way, can go out and manage to play well against the number 9 team in the country. Well, you, sir, are dumber than fuck.
I said we're going to lose if he's not 100%, the Joyner. Okay? So I said we're going to cover the spread, but we'll lose. So I think with a good game plan and Joyner 100% healthy, we can win the game. And I think that involves running the ball, attacking them on the edges, getting the ball out quickly to guys like Feaster and Brian Edwards, because Florida likes to blitz. Here's the other thing, too. They blitz twice against Auburn, and part of that is because their defensive ends and line is really good. I don't think they're healthy, and I think you're going to see them blitz a lot more on Saturday, and I think that leaves them open to big plays. And the Gamecocks hit a couple of big plays. I think our defense is playing really well right now. We're going to play well on Saturday. Hit a couple big plays, and I think that'll be enough to win the game, assuming that Joyner is 100% healthy if he's playing. If Helinski plays and they try blitzing us, they're in trouble. Helinski will eat up. When you get blitzed, the idea of the quarterback trying to elude the rush, that's not what you do. What you do is you get rid of the ball quick, hit quick scenes, quick slants, identify the right guy, and make big plays. You don't get blitz and try to, you know, scramble out of it. That's not how you beat the blitz. So Helinski, that's why you don't blitz guys like Dan Marino. Dan Marino couldn't move at all, but you didn't blitz him because he got rid of the ball so quick. You don't blitz those guys. You don't blitz guys like Brady. Same idea. You sit in the pocket in the zone and do that thing until they get to him. So the blitz thing with the whole Hensky not being mobile, that's not a huge deal. If he gets rid of the ball quick plays.
Okay, that all makes sense, but being able to pivot on his knee and protect himself. I just think it's best to think that, okay, he's probably not going to play. So that's kind of my reasoning with the pick here too. But even if he did play, what you can't get through your head and what the average dum-dum can't get through their head is that the Florida defense going into the LSU game had given up 56 points on the season total. Okay, they play good defense. Doesn't matter who you are. Their defense is statistically better than Georgia's. And if you look at what Hilinski did against Georgia, he threw for 15 for 20 for 116 yards and a touchdown. Okay, Rico Dowdle was your leading rusher. He ran the ball 21 times for 79 yards. That's less than 4 yards a carry. Your offense is a shit show. Stop thinking that you have this great offense when you don't. Yeah. Even when Hilinski plays, you don't have a great offense. You don't have it. Oh, I will see. All right.
If Hilinski plays, we're winning the game.
Okay,
plays and he's
you keep believing that lie, okay?
He can play, he won the game.
He can't. If Hilinski plays, he's going to get hurt. In this game, he will get hurt because Florida will hit him. And I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this just to be the Clemson guy. Florida's defensive line, they are dirty, meaning that
They're not healthy.
No, to hit after the ball is dead. Okay, and if they have a shot to hit him, that's fine, but it's only one 15-yard penalty to knock this kid out, and then it doesn't matter. But you continue to live that stupid. It's pretty cool with you. Ben Simmons says, Dina says, keep that hope alive, comrade. Ben says, Florida will load the box and dare y'all to throw it with Joyner at QB. So, yeah, if they make it, if Joyner's playing and they're like, all right, whatever.
If Joyner's playing 100%, then you got to be creative offensively, have a really good game plan, assuming he's 100%. If he's not 100%, then we're in trouble. I mean, we can't win. The only way, if Hilinski doesn't play, it's a problem. If Joyner's 100%, there's a way you can win the game, but you got to have the great game plan, okay, by the offense. And of course, we all know that sometimes we don't do that. If Joyner's not healthy, that we can't win the game. I think we can hang close. I think our defense will make some plays. The crowd will be into it. And I don't think Florida's going to play well. That's the other thing, too. I'm going to say it again. I don't think Florida's going to play well. They're not going to play at the level you think they are. I'm not saying Florida's a bad team, because I've taken Florida a few times this year. Okay? So I'm not saying Florida's bad. I just don't think they're going to play well Saturday. I think it's set up for them not play well. They're banged up. They've had two big games. They got Georgia coming up ahead. I don't think they play well Saturday. So factor that in, too. They're not going to play like the number 10 team in the country. So, don't use that as your excuse on Sunday. Don't go, they play
anything as an excuse.
I'm telling you right now, they're not going to play well.
Okay, you have no reason. You have no reason other than, oh my God, I'm Johnny Gamecock, and please, we need this to make sure that the Muschamp bus doesn't get derailed.
Florida's not going to play well.
Florida can play their C game and still beat you. You are a shit show.
No, they can't.
You need to understand that. Yes, yes, they can.
What game did Georgia play? What was her
game? Mike, you and I know. You've talked about it on the show here. You cannot determine turnovers. That's how you went 9-4, whatever the hell it was, 3 years ago.
What did Georgia play,
though? You cannot go.
A, B, or C?
If you played them 100 more times, they'd win 100 of them. You got the fluke win. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Fluke. That's
so
exactly
Florida
what it was.
The ball over four
it was
times.
It was nothing that you did.
So if Florida
it was nothing that you did.
Times, did they win?
Why don't you just say if Florida turns the ball over 9 times? How about Florida turns the ball over 70 times?
Well, no,
you can't determine.
Times.
You
Florida,
can't determine anything.
Florida turns the ball 4 times.
You cannot.
Ball, what happens?
You cannot determine turnovers.
I'm asking you right now, if Florida turns the ball over 4 times. And we turn over 0 times.
That's not a logical question. It's not a logical question because you can't make a determination.
What is a logical question? I'm asking
it's not a logical
if
question.
This happens.
Well, and I'm asking why don't we go with 90 turnovers?
Because if that happens, you say, that's what happened. It's a fluke.
It is a fluke.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, they're not going to play
turnover. Turnover games are flukes,
well,
Mike.
Turning the ball over. I remind you that game we played at four, we turned the ball like 400 times because we were beaten up. We had played at LSU the night before, played Georgia the week before that, and we came out there and Florida and could not even hang into the ball. I mean, I'm not going to be that extreme, but they're not going to play well. Plus, they're banged up. They're banged up. I care what you guys say.
You're wrong. So we'll talk about it on Sunday. I know your excuse on Sunday will be, well, we're supposed to. I don't have to use anything as an excuse.
No, because don't come on Sunday and say, well, they were banged up and they didn't play well.
I never said that. Look, I'm not the one that has issues with things that I say here. You are a shit show.
Just like a couple years ago when I said 8-4. And I said the reason why we're going 8-4.
You also said you're going 8-4 now.
You go, well, you guys had tire fires. I told you we have tire fires.
I'm telling you. Look, see, here's the thing, though. You are so dumb that you think your team is a top 10 team. That's what you're saying. That you are a top.
How does he figure that?
Because you think that you are a top 10 team if you're going to beat this top 10 team.
No, because
you think that you can play and beat a top 10 team.
They're going to play like a.
That's stupid. You don't know that.
A team receiving votes.
But
that's what
you
play
don't.
Like
you don't know that. You're just implying that.
I am. That's what
talent
I see.
Talent on talent. Florida is better.
I'm telling you.
They have a better coaching staff by far. I mean, the coaching staff is eons better than anything that you will have. No, you don't. You have a shithead coach.
You better hope Hlinski's not playing. If Hlinski's not playing...
You
better hope.
Yeah, throw that 110 yards at me, folks.
You better hope.
Let's get that out there. 116 yards. Hlinski is not exactly as great as you think he is. He will light up Charleston Southern, but he's not that good. He's not that good. And you will not embarrass anyone.
You better
hope. This program is not capable of embarrassing anyone.
You better hope that boy can't walk in there.
Look, I'm not knocking the kid. I don't want him hurt, but the reality is that he's not that good.
You can hope he's hurt. It's okay.
No, I would never say that. Why would you try to pin me on that?
I mean, for your prediction. It's okay to hope he's hurt for your prediction.
Mike,
okay.
If he's 100%, you still get blown the fuck out.
100% for
100%, you still get blown out.
He won't be 100%. But if he was 100%, oh, Lord.
100%, you get blown out.
Oh, Lord.
You get blown out regardless.
Oh, Lord.
He is literally going to be out there. He'll probably, if he does play, he probably won't make it through the first quarter.
Shows up. I think they stay in
you
games.
You are so dumb.
Listen,
now the podcast has gotten into stupidity. Do you have anything else for the show this week? Because I've got nothing with as dumb as you are.
That's it. I'm looking forward to Sunday. So you can
look forward to Sunday when you lose.
We got two games different, don't we? But once again, the Clemson Carolina game are the two games we differ on.
Yep. I'm probably going to be right on this.
People who are new to the show, like, normally we don't do this. Like, normally we don't. Like, I pick against the Gamecocks a lot, and you pick against Clemson sometimes, too. So we don't always do this. So I would say we're not doing that for the show. I really think the game.
No, I mean, I haven't went over my picks with you. Yeah. So.
I'm just saying that people think that you always take Clemson, I always take the Gamecocks. That's not always true.
No, this season I took South Carolina to cover against North Carolina, which I honestly thought they were going to win that game by a lot, but I got Muschamped. You know, you can't go with Muschamp. He's a failure. But I was dumb, and I went with them with, let's see here. I didn't take them against Missouri because I knew that was an absolute lock. Barry Odom was a much better coach. I didn't take them against, let's see here. When did I pick them? I think I took them for North Carolina, and I took them for Charleston Southern. I did take them for those two games. I took Georgia to win. I took Kentucky. I did take the Gamecocks against Kentucky to cover. Sure. But, I did take that.
My point is, I was right about that. People who are new to the show, it's not, we don't sit there and just take it. So we actually do.
No, hell no. I'm trying to win the contest.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, that's,
so
that's the truth.
All
there.
The same picks except for Clemson in the Gamecock game. So we could either split again like last week, where we both go 2-3, or you could both go 4-1, or I can go 5-0, and you can go 3-2, and I think that probably will happen. To be honest with you, I'm gonna just lie to you.
All right. Well, you're dumb.
You know, I'm gonna say it right now. I'm gonna go 5-0 this week. You're going 3-2.
Don't think so.
Mark it down.
I don't think so.
Mark it down.
Dave Sanders says hashtag Orange Crush. Ben Simmons says, so Michael's taking South Carolina. Of course he is. He's got Will Muschamp dimples on his chin. Ratings, says Christian Young. That's not true. I said I wouldn't take them again. Yeah, and I don't think I have after the Kentucky game. I haven't taken them after the Kentucky game because they are a shit show. But with that, the show is a wrap.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Comrade podcast. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good and follow the Comrade at the Pesky Pole.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.